Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Run a restaurant and you learn pretty quick. The sound of a crisp fry starts way before the first bite. As delivery and to-go keeps business booming,
order for pickup.
McCain's SureCrisp fries keep orders crispy.
Hey, delivery.
After the trip, the crispiness comes through.
Mmm.
McCain's SureCrisp fries. Go the distance. See how far our fries can take your business at surecrisp.com/delivery.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Is it just me, or does it seem like every week, almost every day, we're talking about some new food product being recalled, some new case of an E. coli outbreak, listeria going around?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know if Ethan is just particularly tuned into those, but very often he's telling us about recalls.
I looked into this because I found it fascinating how often we've been talking about this, and I found that the FDA has recalled more foods last year than it has in the last 5 years. So we're not crazy. It sounds like at this point they are recalling more foods. There have been more outbreaks. I think about what just happened with McDonald's, the onions. They were tracing to so many E. coli cases.
Right.
That was a whole debacle. We had the case in the Metro East where that restaurant was supposedly responsible for serving food that led to dozens of people having to go to the hospital. You have the situation out of the Rockwood School District where, unfortunately, that catering company, they're saying the lettuce. Now you have a St. Charles County case. Another catering company has been named. It just keeps happening. What is going on? I'm not entirely sure why this is happening. I mean, I have my theories, but I found this report from Business Insider where this reporter's talking about what she believes is causing all of these recalls, these outbreaks. Listen.
First off, the origin point of our food supply chain has gotten farther and farther away. In fact, roughly 3/4 of our fruits and nearly half our vegetables are expected to come from outside the U.S. by 2027. This makes it harder for companies to trace contaminants because they often don't know the exact source of the food. We also have to consider that production operations are getting bigger. Mega factory farms house hundreds of thousands and sometimes even millions of birds. And the U.S. is farming nearly twice as many animals for food as it did 35 years ago. The more animals you have in a facility, the more likely it is for them to spread disease.
Yeah, I get that. I think there's probably some truth to what she's saying. I also have to wonder if maybe the standards have gone down just a little bit because we're mass producing so much of this food.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know if she's right. Does time of the year factor into that, right? Because some of the products that you're going to get are grown pretty far south of the border that are having to be flown in here. Standards are different in different countries. You're more reliant on those this time of year. But it strikes me that particularly the Rockwood situation, I mean, that wasn't all that long ago, and the weather wasn't all that cold then. So I don't know what the source of that stuff was.
One of the reports I found that 75% of the fruits and veggies that we have here in the United States are coming from outside countries.
Right.
Or at least they're expected to as of the year 2027. So for that reason, they're saying it's harder to trace because we just don't know the exact source. And to your point, Mark, the standards might be a little bit different in some of those countries where these are coming from. Trump apparently signed some executive order back in 2017 that related to food safety regulation. And I was trying to read up on it late last night into this morning, and I'm sure that may have played a part, not just Trump, but any sort of executive order, laws that allow some of these companies, these manufacturers, to get away with this. And these manufacturers, by the way, they purchase recall insurance. But no one wants to deal with a manufacturer who's consistently having problems. And some of these recalls have put companies out of business.
Oh, I'm sure.
If they're big enough. And they should, because they have to be held responsible.
And then that raises prices because they have to find new sources for the food, because you have to have the lettuce and you have to have all that stuff that people are demanding. You don't want your Big Mac with no lettuce on it. What are you going to do?
Some people might like that, like Carl Middleman.
Well, there are people that would never have to worry about being infected by a vegetable.
Well, you still could be impacted by the onions, Carl.
Or maybe an orange. What about an orange?
Now, see, if they... Fruits, I like. Vegetables, no.
I was listening to another report. I did a deep dive on this last night, and this one person was talking about how a lot of these pre-made meals that you can buy where you just heat them up in the microwave, that also has led to a number of these items being recalled. And keep in mind, in many cases, these companies are made aware of some situation, like say a person finds a piece of plastic in their food. And so as a precautionary step measure, they recall thousands of them because you are waiting for a huge lawsuit and it's horrible PR. So they're better off. It's safer for them, less costly for them just to do a widespread recall and pull them from stores, because you find, we've heard the disgusting stories where you find nasty, crunchy bugs. Sorry if we're eating breakfast. Carl's giving me the stink eye. We've heard those stories. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
They're disgusting. And so that would be one of the cases where these companies would just pull them from store shelves.
Yeah. I agree. Here's my problem. I don't even... I obviously hope and pray I never get sick from one of these things. I just rarely give it a second thought. And you probably should. I remember at Channel 4 one time, one of the eye-catching sweeps pieces we did is we sent several of our producers out into restaurants to obtain the fruit wedges that are often used, that sit on bars, that they pick them up and drop them in your drink.
Right, your lemon wedge.
Yeah, your thing.
Because they don't cut, yeah, they
got
them.
You know, they got a bunch of those and they took them to labs and got them tested and randomly found salmonella and other disgusting thing on a bunch of different types of just random things you might pick up in a restaurant. And it was food for thought. I mean, it was one of those interesting pieces that caught a lot of attention, because how many times do you think about it when you go in and you order an iced tea? Where did the piece of lemon come from that they dropped in your iced tea?
I try not to think about those things because I'm grossed out if I do. I'm that person who's like, you know, I'm just going to wipe off the apple on my shirt if I don't, not by a sink, whatever. You know what I mean? It's not that I don't wash my fruit. Of course I do. But I'm not, if I don't have a sink right next to me, I'm like, well, I'm okay.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't play it safe enough. There was a Gallup poll in July that found that Americans' confidence in the government to ensure a safe U.S. food supply had sunk to a record low. 57% express at least a fair amount of confidence in the government to keep food safe. 28% of Americans do not have much confidence, and 14% have no confidence whatsoever.
Right.
Well, I'd probably be in the not much confidence category.
Think about how bad, though, it must be in other countries. We don't hear reporting. I mean, I'm sure this happens in a lot of these third world countries where we import this stuff from. If it's making it all the way to the U.S. and evading being washed and rinsed off and all that, what's it like there? Or are their systems just used to it?
Maybe. I don't know why the U.S. it's so bad here. Maybe we just don't hear about the cases elsewhere. But I just keep going back to the way food is regulated here in our country and what the FDA allows. Like all these dyes you've been hearing discussed lately. Our girl Taylor Riggs, she was discussing that the other day, talking about these chemicals that are in not just the food we eat, but the products for women, the products we put on our face to wash our faces. We think we're doing a good thing by washing our face, and instead you're putting chemicals on your face. The lotions that we put on, all of these things that essentially are toxic. And the FDA goes, yeah, that is fantastic. Let's sign off on that. And it's not just the FDA. There's other departments that are to blame for that. But it's dumbfounding what's allowed in our country that other countries you'd think would be the ones to let anything fly. They're the ones saying, no, not safe for our people to be consuming or to be putting on their faces.
Do they allow people to tattoo on their eyebrows in other countries?
You know, it's kind of a tattoo, but not really a tattoo.
Is it like one of those henna tattoos where it's sort of temporary? but
well,
it's
temporary,
permanent?
But it can last for years.
Oh, years.
If you're not familiar with what Mark's talking about, we're talking about microblading your eyebrows, because I told Mark I had microbladed my eyebrows, gosh, maybe 4 years ago at this point.
Look at the camera.
Carl is now look zooming. Okay, by the way, guys, if you want to chat with us, we'd love to chat with you during the show. So hop onto the Mark Cox Show on Facebook. That's where we're going to be engaging with you from here on out throughout the show. If we have guests coming up and you're interested in asking them a question, you can type a question there on the Facebook page, on the chat, and we're going to be responding to those. So I've already been going through the feed. Just that's a great place to chat with us. But yes, thank you, Carl, for zooming in. Mark can't
question of the
possibly
day on
wrap
Facebook.
His brain around the fact that women get, maybe men, get their eyebrows microbladed.
Have you tattooed your face?
It would be kind of nice to like have some makeup tattooed on. Some women, by the way, do that. You can tattoo. I've not done that. But I'm pretty sure you can get eyeliner tattooed on your eyes so that you never have to put it on.
Yeah.
And women get the eyelash extension so it looks like you have mascara. Well, we know about duck lips. Women, some of it can look tasteful, but I'm sorry, women, stop getting your lips so plumped up that you look like your lips
look
like
you stuck them in a beehive. That's what they look like.
Thank you.
Honestly.
It looks, I ask this question, men, do you like this? I do not understand it.
We've covered a lot in this segment.
We really have.
From salmonella poisoning to
big lips,
bee stings, and tattooed eyebrows.
That's what you get when you tune into Kim on a Whim, especially on a Friday.
It's true. All right. Check her out there on the Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show on Facebook. And we're obviously streaming the show live there this morning. You can check that out wherever you are. If you want to comment, direct your comments there on the Facebook feed for sure. Lots to get to for you this morning. We still haven't talked much about this appointment of the St. Louis County Prosecutor, St. Louis County Council, and the county executive and the governor all at odds over this. We're going to get to more on that for you a little later in the show. We got more Sticks tickets to give away today. We'll get to all that and more coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.